Hey, this is Muck Dog from thelearningcurve.blogspot.com. It's Tuesday, November 23rd, 2010. And I'm driving home today from a very light work day. But it wasn't a light day out in the real world. The stock market took quite a hit. Today. And the big catalyst was North Korea shelling an island off of South Korea. I guess it's kind of a disputed territory, but anyways, North Korea shelled them and killed some folks and injured some folks, and I guess South Korea responded back a little. So tensions were up, and then of course, and this is in the backdrop of, you know, China worrying about inflation and Ireland going bankrupt and who knows else going on with Greece and Spain and Portugal and Italy, and so there are lots of concerns, lots of worries out there. And this is normally a positive week in the market, but with volume drying up and a long holiday ahead, you can now see that, hey, this may not be a week that follows history. This could be one of those weeks where, you know, who wants to be long the market over a holiday period when there's too much unknown, when war could break out? Now, it seems probably unlikely, and who knows, maybe tomorrow, after folks have a good night's sleep, they'll wake up and they'll say, you know what, it was just a misunderstanding. It was just a rogue nation, North Korea, trying to get some, I don't know, humanitarian aid or some kind of deal from China or the other Western powers to help them economically deal with whatever situation. You know, North Korea likes to do that sometimes. They don't want to be forgotten. They're going to bite at your ankles. And so maybe this was just that, and who knows, maybe tomorrow there'll be people saying, gee, this is a buying opportunity. That was an overreaction by folks trying to get out ahead of the holiday. Anyways, that's what's going on. And this is under the covers. I wrote in the blog today that, you know, the Fed released a report saying, well, the economy is going to be sluggish into 2011. We're going to continue to see high unemployment, and growth is going to be slower than we anticipated. So they're warning that, you know, things aren't going to go as fast as we want them to. Of course, there are some benefits to that too. I mean, interest rates are going to remain low. The money's going to be cheap to borrow. Companies will continue to make a profit because it's not like we're not growing. We're just growing slowly. So companies who are selling stuff that people are buying will continue to do so and amass cash and be able to pay dividends and do whatever they need to do to keep their businesses going. So it's not all bad out there. And in the end, the important thing is what's going on in the U.S. I mean, forget about Korea, you know, forget about Ireland and Spain and all that. Those will probably all work themselves out in the regions that they're in. But we have to really worry about the U.S. economy. That's job number one. Hopefully President Obama will focus on that and realize that, you know, his election is up for stake if we do have a very sluggish 2011 heading into 2012. He's going to want to make sure things are humming. Anyways, that's it. Hope you're having a great day. And the music in the background is PodSafe Music from MusicAlley.com. This is Rob Skane with Idiot Show. See ya.